Parsha of the Brachas. Parsha that Yaakov Avinu attains his status and gets blessed with the Brachas from Yitzchak Avinu. Then there's a very, very, very strange pasuk. A very strange pasuk, a very strange Rashi. Pasuk says, after Yaakov, whatever you want to call it, dupes Yitzchak and succeeds in Rivka and his plan to receive the brachas, to become the the b'chor that carries the schusim that Yitzchak granted him. Yitzchak finally finished the brachas. Vayihi kasher kila Yitzchak levarich. This is Perek Chav Zayin, Pasuk Lamed. And it was when Yitzchak finished to bless him, es Yaakov, vayihi ach yatsa Yaakov me'es pnei Yitzchak aviv, ve'esav achiv ba mitzedo. The Pasuk says, and when Yitzchak completed the bracha to bless Yaakov, and it was vayihi ach yotzo yotzo Yaakov. Where did Yaakov, was he yotze from? Me'es pnei Yitzchak. Everybody say you go to the Kotel, or you live by the Kotel, it's the nativ. You watch people, so there's a minig to walk backwards. Where's that minig come from, Rabbi Isai? Shouldn't put your back to the Shechina. So there's a Gemara in Yuma on Daf Nun Gimel that discusses this, both in the context of how you would walk out of the Azara, how you'd walk out of the Kodesh HaKodashim. But Rabbi Isai, not only that, but how you walk away from what? From your Rebbe. And the Gemara says that Rav Yosef, I believe Rav Yosef was the Rava was walking away from Rav Yosef, and the Gemara says that he wouldn't turn around, that he would make sure to walk backwards, to walk out in a bechavadik way. The Mefarshim point out that the Chiddush over there, that the Gemara over there says that it applies even to Rav Yosef. What was unique about Rav Yosef? Rav Yosef was blind. So Rav Yosef wouldn't have noticed if the Talmud was walking out with his back towards him or with his front towards him. But out of respect, even for someone who's not noticing, it's for yourself to know how you depart, to how you leave that Makom Kadosh. He walked backwards. Meshech Chochma, Meir Simcha Midvig said something hafla v'fela. Says, what's a raya in the Torah for such a zach? Yaakov Avinu leaving Yitzchak his father. Doris beforehand, you had the same matzav. You had a Talmud that was leaving his father who's blind, who's his Rebbe, and he walked what? Like the Torah says, me'es pnei Yitzchak. He walked out, not turning around. He walked out facing him, me'es pnei Yitzchak. Meshech Chochma says a raya to that Gemara with Rav Yosef. But Rav Yosef, as fascinating as that is, and as geshmak as that is, this pasuk still needs explanation. Ach yotzo yotzo. Ach yotzo yotzo. Says Rashi, Pasuk Lamed, Yotzo Yotzo, what's the double lashon? Ze yoytze v'zeba. What does that mean? Ze yoytze v'zeba. When it was when Yitzchak completed the brachas and granted all the brachas to Yaakov, and Yaakov was leaving his father, and we're saying that he walked out in a certain way, the Torah says, I want you to know something very important. Ach Yotzo Yotzo. Says Rashi, what's Yotzo Yotzo, the double Lashon, Yotzo Yotzo? Yaakov is Yotzi, he praised Pnei Yitzchak, he left. And the Torah wants to teach you the way to walk out in front of a Rebbe, in front of the Kodesh HaKadosh. So you walk out backwards. Good. So say, Yotzo, me praised Pnei Yitzchak. What's Yotzo Yotzo? Why is it a double Lashon? Zok Rashi, ze nichnos vizebo. What does this Rashi mean? Ze nichnos vizebo. Ze nichnos vizebo. Rabbi say Rashi is referring to the fact that when Yaakov Avinu was leaving his father at the end of the brachas process, when he received all the brachas and was granted all the blessings from his father, the second that he was leaving was the second that Esav was coming with the tzayin. It wasn't that Esav happened to come afterwards and chapped that Yaakov was there. It was a yoytze v'zebo. At the time that he was yoytze, he was ba. How does Rashi know that? Where does Rashi get this from? Maybe Esav came I don't know, 3 minutes afterwards. This chavrusa comes now, and then the guy finally texts him, and then the other chavrusa comes. Well, how do you know that it was exactly? They figured it out that it has to be on the same time. How does Rashi know? So everybody say it's half of a fellow. Listen to what the Maharal says. It's mamish meduyik in the pasuk. It's Chazal all around. What does the pasuk say? After Yaakov received the brachas, what does the pasuk say? Ach yotzo yotza. So Rashi says yotza ze nichnas ze, right? Ze yotze vezebo, right? That's the double lashon of yotza yotza. Says the Maharal, that's not the way Rashi knew that it was at the same time, just because it was a double lashon. You have a double lashon all the time, and it can be marba all the things. Larabah ze, larabah that. The Gemara, all in all the parshas of the Torah has reboys from double lashonos. Says the Maharal, Rabbi say, listen to this Maharal. Zeyoytze v'zebo. How did Rashi know that at the split second that Yaakov was leaving, Esav was coming in and entering in? The imloy kein zok the Maharal, because if it's not the case, ach lamali. What is ach in the Torah? Ach in the Torah is lemayit. Ach es shabso saitishmoiru. You can't have binyan beis hamikdash on Shabbos. Ach. Ach is a miyit. Zok de maral ach lamavi lichtoiv kasher yotza. It should just say when he left, he came in. The answer is no, it's a gufa. El aloi ba akosav el lemayit hayitziya. There's a miyit in the yitziya of Yaakov. Dahainu, Zok the Maharal, Yaakov was Yotze, but he wasn't really Yotze. He was still there. He was still Me'ez Pnei Yitzchok. His Yitzia was Nismait. His Yitzia was not Legamre. His Yitzia was not complete. There was an Ach Lemait in his Yitzia. Ze Yotze Vizebo. The second that Yaakov was leaving, Esav was coming. Moreover, Aboisai, just to get a little bit more dramatic over here, to understand exactly what was transpiring over here, what was going on, Aboisai, think about this story. You're snooping around inside the teacher's office, or you're in snooping around somewhere you're not supposed to be, Aboisai, and what happens? The guy is coming, the teacher, the professor, the boss, the place you're not supposed to be. What do you quickly do? The guy's walking in, you see the door, the knob is moving. What do you quickly do, Rabbi? You say, tell me quickly, come on, you know how to do this. What do you do? Zok de Medrash Tanchuma, where do you go? The door opens, and what do? Rabbi, I'm not making this up. Look at the Medrash Tanchuma on this pasuk. Zeh nichnos. Esav came into the room. Yaakov saw the door handle open. Yaakov Avinu quickly jumps behind the door. And then Esav walks in. Azoy zoks the Medrash Tanchuma. Mamish like all the stories that you guys had from the past. You know what I'm talking about.
Rabbi Isai, that is where it happened. Zeh nichnas v'zeh bo. And says the Mefarshim, if Yaakov wouldn't have gone behind the door, Yaakov wouldn't have slipped right there, what would have happened, Rabbi Isai? Isai would have killed him. Saved his life. Saved his life. Zeh nichnas v'zeh bo. Rabbi Isai, saw a Meir de Kakasha from Meir v'Rabbi of Yitzchak Weinberg told the Rebbe Shlita. Bam Kasha. Years ago, and this Kasha stuck with me for years. What I just quoted to you is a Medrash Tanchuma. But there's also another Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah. And the Medrash asks the question, how did Yaakov pull this off? How did Yaakov know that he would be able to succeed? How did it play out that Yaakov was able to succeed, that Esav wouldn't be there beforehand? Because Rabbi Isai, if Esav would have been there 30 seconds beforehand, when Yaakov walked in to get the brachas with the hairy arms, what would have happened, Rabbi Isai? Hillel, what would Esav have done? Killed him, screamed his head off, and for sure Yitzchak wouldn't have succeeded, right? For all those reasons. So how did it happen, and how did we make sure, and how did it work out that Yaakov was able to dupe him, and he was able to somehow get Esav not to come and not to show up in those 10 minutes? Interesting question, Rabbi Isai. There must have been a diversion. There must have been some sort of involvement that Esav got distracted with that avoided him from showing up 10 minutes early. So the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah in our Pasuk explains. The Medrash says there was a Malach that showed up. And the Malach showed up while Esav was hunting. Says the Medrash, every net that Esav tied up, he finished tying it, the Malach walked over and untied the net. The Medrash says this happened 3 times, I believe, if I remember correctly. He tied it, Malach comes and unties it. He gets his knife ready, Malach comes and breaks the knife. Back and forth and back and forth, Esav couldn't finish his job today for some reason. Esav's a professional hunter. Esav has a massive company that he does this like chick chock, and he has all these people that work for him. He's a CEO of this huge hunting company. Suddenly one day he wakes up, gate-nished. I don't know, I got a flat tire. Everything. You know those days, Rabbi Isai? All the nets are falling apart. I don't even have a net. Dive to Rishach. How could all this happen in one day? Esav sitting there like, what in the world is going on? What happened to my whole business? I'm supposed to be good at this. And everything's falling apart in one day. Teretz says, yes, Dr. Medrash, everything fell apart in one day. You want to know why? Because the Malach is standing there making sure that you're not going to walk in on Yaakov while he's having the brachas. To make sure that Yaakov's going to have siyata d'shmaya and Yaakov's going to be able to chop the brachas. Azoy, Dr. Medrash. End of Medrash. Rabbi Isai. Chapnished. I don't understand. Let's analyze what's going on over here, Weshler. I don't understand. The Torah says, Ach, Yotzo, Yatzo. Rashi tells us what? There was a Yetziah with a Miyat that it wasn't a Yetziah Lagamre. The Medrash Tanchuma plays it out that what? He had to slip behind the door to save his life. Ribbono Shel Olam. You're sending a Malach to delay him. Give the guy 20 seconds. Just send the Malach to untie another knot. And Yaakov would have been fine. he would have had menuchas hanefesh. First of all, the guy's having heart palpitations because this is against his whole nature. He doesn't even want to be here. His mother convinced him to do this. This is not what my forte is. This is not what I'm good at. And suddenly, I finally accomplished what I did. I got the brachas, and what? I have to slip behind the door and think that the guy's going to shech my throat. Rabbeinu Shalom, you're already sending a malach. He's already untying the knots. Delay a little bit more and help Yaakov and let him have heart palpitations while he's leaving and run out with deep breaths. Why does it have to be ach yotzo yotzo? If you yourself are sending a nace to avoid it, and you yourself are trying to ensure the possibility that what? That he should get the brachas. So get it benachas. Get it like a mensch. Don't get it like a ganet. What's pshat? Why do we need all the drama? Why does he have to slip behind the door?
Me'es Pnei Yitzchak. What was Pnei Yitzchak, Rabbi say? What were these two offerings that were brought for Yitzchak Avinu? These two goats, Rabbi say? What do you say? Don't worry, Rabbi say, you can't get this wrong, because any two goats, there's a medrash that supports it. It was what, Rabbi say? What were the two goats? What does the Medrash say? What? Who said? It was what? Say it. You're not going to be wrong. So there was one Medrash that says it was Sir LaZazel and Sir LaHashem. Those were the two Sirim, which means it was what the Rabbi say? It was Yom Kippur. And then there are other Midrashim and other Mefarshim that say what? That what? Right? Rabbi say? My father used to say, Yard Site's coming up on Monday. Father used to say that Ba Chicha B'Mirma. B'Mirma. What does the uncle say? Ba Chicha B'Mirma. Ba Chicha B'Mirma. What does the pasuk say? The Chachma, Rashi says, the Chachma. What was the Chachma? So the Gematria, I think my father used to say, is Afikoymen. That in Maftir Nachar Pesach Afikoymen, Yitzchak couldn't accept any other gifts. Sorry, Esav, I'm stuck. Your brother came to Chachma. Your brother did, Alpidin, in Maftir Nachar Pesach Afikoymen. And that's the answer we give to who? That's the answer we give to who? The Chachma. Give to the Chacham. Rabbi say, he's Baba Chacham. He's Baba Chacham. Rabbi say, Zok the Kedushas Levi, it's not for now, Rabbi say, how could it both be Pesach, that the two Korbanos is either the Korban Pesach and the Korban Chagiga, or the Sirizim, the Sir LaZazel and the Sir LaHashem? It's a good Kasha. Kedushas Levi works on the Kasha. Not for now, it's a separate shmuz on its own, understanding the nature of the avos and the koyach of the avos and the way they were sharing the Torah and mitzvahs. Yishus Levi has a whole unbelievable analysis how zman was not based on time. Zman was based on the hargosha. And you could have a matzav of Pesach and a matzav of Yom Kippur within the same 2 seconds. And you could be margish like this, a hisiris of Yom Kippur, hisiris of Pesach, and that was the bechina of zman when it came to the avos that were Lamalam and Azma. But that's not for now, Rabbi Yisai. Lamaisa, who was Me'es Pnei Yitzchak, let's go with the Mahalach that it was Yom Kippur, the seer, like what Max Harvey said, that it was the seer LaHashem and the seer LaZoz are the two Shnei Seir. So where are we standing right now? We're bringing in the two Korbanos, we're standing in what? In the Kodesh HaKadosh. In the Kodesh HaKadosh, in the holiest place, the chinas of the Sir LaHashem, the Sir LaAzazel, Me'es Pnei Yitzchak. And just like the Gemara says, the way you walk out of the Azara, the way you walk out from those holy places, you walk Me'es Pnei Yitzchak, like Meshech Chochma said, that you walk backwards. So too, when the Kohen Gadol walked out of the Azara, when he walked out of the Kodesh HaKadosh, he would walk out in that certain way. The whole shaila, machlekes in Parsha Shmeis between Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky and the Briskerov, if Moshe Rabbeinu, when he walked out of his snet, if that was the way he walked out, it had the same din. Fine. Rabbeisai, you're standing in the Kodesh HaKadosh. You're standing in the holiest place, Olam Shana Nefesh, holiest place, the holiest time of the year, with the greatest Hisayris as a Gavra over here. What happens, Rabbeisai? At that time that you reach the greatest of heights, at that time that you're Messiah as much as you could be, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is giving you Shefa Kedusha, and your mom is steiging and your mom is growing as much as possible. Ach Yotzo Yotzo, I didn't even leave the Kodesh HaKadoshim. I'm still standing there in front, in the face of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. I'm still standing there in the person that's granting me the Shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give me the brachos Me'es Pnei Yitzchak. I'm standing what? In the Matzav of Kedusha. And what? I don't even leave. I'm still there. Punktu's there. Who shows up at that time? Esav. Esav at that point in time. When you're in the Matzav. When you're in the mikveh, when you're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and you're Me'es Pnei Yitzchak, a place that I can never fall from, a place that I can never lose what I have. I'm on the highest of the high. I'm back from Shana Bet. I grew. I steig. I wear my tzitzis out. I am so from. I'm in the most geshmak of chevra. I'm in this year, I'm in that year. I'm steigen. I go to night seder. And what? The Rabbeinu Shel Olam sends in Esav. Why? Let it go smooth. Untie another knot. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yaakov Avinu. I gave you a bracha now. I gave you an ability to be Messiah. I gave you a gevaldic experience in Eretz Yisrael, in Nitiv, and in Reishit, and in Kerem Yavne, and in Shalavim. I gave you such a wonderful opportunity in Teres Shraga. But I got to tell you, no matter where you were, no matter how much you learned, no matter what darga you got to, keep in mind, Esav is right there. Never let your guard down. And Adrabba, Zokt HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you think that when it becomes to the matzavim, to the situations, when you're in the Beis HaMedrash, when you're Me'es Pnei Yitzchak, when you're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then it gets easier. What do Chazal say? Kol HaGodol Mechaveiro Yitzroi Godol Eimenu. The greater you get, the more you achieve, the more challenging it becomes. Rabbeisai, Esav is in the Beis Medrash. And the Shla Kodesh Rabbeisai and all the Mefarshim explain that the Parshias that we're learning over here should not be understood only on the simple level that this is a quarrel between Esav and Yaakov. This is a mashal and this is a remez for each and every one of us. For our Yaakov Dika Matzavim and our Esav in our lives. Zok the Mefarshim, every Jew has an ability to follow in the footsteps of Yaakov and grow. And yet, at the same time, Saro Shel Esav, the Satan, the Yetzer Hara, Zok the Shla, is standing there waiting to chak. And that which you think that there are certain areas and certain domains that Saru shel Esav, the Yetzer Hara, and the evil inclination will not enter into. Zokta Kodesh Baruch Hu, don't ever let your guard down. Don't be rest assured about anything. You will be inside, right in front of Yitzchak, in the only, in the most unbelievable matzav that you could imagine, and you'll have to slip behind the door in order to protect you. Rabbi said, this didn't only happen now. The Gemara tells us this happened to who? Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol, that what? Went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim 80 years. 80 years he went into the Me'ez Pnei Yitzchak. He brought the Seir LaHashem and the Seir LaAzazel. And what happened to Rabbi Yochanan Ben Kohen Gadol after 80 years of bringing it? He became a what? Became a tztuki. Because one time, the Sar Shal Esav chapped him when his guard was down. See, Rabbi Yisai, you'll find that if you analyze this and you think about it, it's true. So you go to those from areas. So you go to those areas that people are more yeshivish. People are steigen. They're speaking about Rebbarach Bears and Rebchayims. Yeah. But then it becomes kind of like a little bit hutra. I can speak Lashon Hara. I can talk about this guy who's not as firm as me. I can speak like this. I can speak like that. I could do like that, I could do like this, not as machped about this, that, yeah. No. Kol ha-godo mechavero yitzro godo imenu. It shouldn't now, Rabbi Yisai, depress you. If you feel challenged, if it's hard, if it's difficult, if someone or one of you would tell me right now, what? Rabbi, it's easy. I've never had this in my experience of being a Rebbe. Rabbi, it's just so easy. I get up. I never had this conversation. Baruch Hashem, I'm happy I never had this conversation. I get up and I walk straight to the Beis Medrash and I can't leave and it's great and I just can't speak and schmooze with my chavrusa. The only thing we can do is learn and I can't stop learning and a guy has to drag me out and it's so simple and I never have another idea of what to do and I never am interested in ever doing anything else or leaving. And I always just want to daven and daven, and I just want to be connected all the time. And it's so simple. It's so smooth. How could you not do that? If a guy would tell me that, I'd get a little nervous. You know why? Because if he doesn't have the struggle, because if he doesn't have that dilemma, because if he doesn't have to push, then it's not called a Godel Mechaver. Then he's not growing. Then he's not Godel Mechaver. Kol HaGodel Mechaver, the only way you're going to reach the unbelievable heights is if it's difficult. Is if you're what? You're conquering Esav that's in front of you. Rabbi Yisai, I've seen him. Esav is in the Beis Medrash on our three tables in the back. He's there. And what happens? I see a lot of times he gets killed. People slip away from it behind the door like the Medrash Tanchuma. But the Rabbi Shalom wants us to conquer it. The Rabbi Shalom wants us to be in those matzavim of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, to be Me'ez Pnei Yitzchak, and to learn how to arise and to be above it and to conquer it. And if he's not there, and if he's not challenging you, Rabbi Yisai, and it's just smooth, and it's just pushing, and life is not challenging, and you're telling me, how could I do anything else? Why is it not hard for me? That's the problem. Rabbi Yisai, I want you to now, you're not going to believe what I'm about to say. I want you to get chizuk out of your challenge. I want you to realize that if you guys are struggling, and if you guys are schmoozing, and if you guys find it hard to get here and to stay focused and to stay on top. You know why? Because you're all gedolim. Because you're what Chazal are saying. Kol ha-godol mechaber. The Gemara in Sukkah, Rabbi Yisai, our Masechta. Yitzroi godol imenu. It's because you that the Yetzer Hara spends his time on. Because you are in a matzav of Me'ez Pnei Yitzchak. You did gewaldig in Eretz Yisrael. You guys grew so much. You guys got on track. Yetzer Hara says, you know what? We got a terrorist over there. We got an issue over there. We got to put all our forces, all the police units on there. Everyone, ambush over there. That's a problem. Right there, that's here. That's a problem. This guy, we got to put all of our forces. Send the tanks in. Send the jeeps in. Send everyone. Send the missiles, all the artillery in that area, in that location. Don't waste our time for the other guys. These guys, they grew. And then it gets hard. It's always there, Rabbi Yisrael. It's there for Reb Chaim Kanievsky. It's there for Rabbi Shechter. It's there for Rabbi Tursky. And it's there for you. Because you have the most unbelievable potential. Because right here you're in the matzav of Me'ez Pnei Yitzchok. Even when you didn't fully leave yeshiva, even when you didn't fully leave Yitzchok, I'm still in the matzav. I'm still handling the lumdist. I'm still in the Torah. I'm still in the frumkite. I'm still dressed. I'm still in this matzav. I'm still a ben yeshiva. Who shows up, even in yeshiva, even in these great heights? Esau. Ach, yotzo, yotzo. Don't think that there's any safe territory from this. The challenge is there, but it's not something to get depressed about. It's a raya of your potential. And how am I going to grow from it, Rabbi Yisrael? How am I going to make sure? And how am I going to tell myself and convince myself that I will succeed? Zok de balei atosfos on the word ach. Ach is gematria what? Ach is gematria eheye. When Rabbi Nishalom says my name that I tell Am Yisrael in the Tzara, he said it by the sneh. What did Moshe Rabbeinu say? What do I tell Klal Yisrael when they're suffering, when they're in the Golus, when it's so hard, when it's so challenging? Zok the Rabbeinu Shalom Rabbeisai, what? Eye! Hashem's name! Aleph Hey Yud Hey! That's Ach Yotza Yotza! You might have to slip behind the door. It might get difficult, it might be very challenging. And you're trying to figure out, how can I get back on track? How can we get back into the sugya? How can we get back into this? How can we continue growing? How can I connect back to Shana Beter of Wiesner's year? And I say, you know what? Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to help. Ach! Aleph Hey Yud Kei. Kodesh Baruch Hu's here. HaKodesh Baruch Hu's going to be with me. I just have to be makir that He's here also. That Saro Shalesa, that the Yetzer Hara, that Esau, is even in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, even in the shuls, even in the Beis Medrash. You never let your guard down. You never feel comfortable, and you never think that the challenges are not going to be around. And if the challenges are not going to be around, Rabbi Yisrael, then that's something to be worried about. Because if the Rabbi Nishalom is not sending you challenge, then that's a sign that there's no growth potential. So be mechazik from the challenges. Be mischazik from the difficulties. But overcome them. And recognize that the battlefield even has to exist, even when it's an amatzav that I'm staring Yitzchak in the face, that it's me'ez p'nei Yitzchak. But Rabbi Yisrael, I said this a few years ago, and I think this is even more pertaining to our times as well. I believe it was 4 years ago, Erev Parshas Toldos, that those four tzaddikim, those four gedolim, and if you, anyone hears stories about each and every one of them, it's pashut that they were tahira, and they were kedoshim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically singled out Bikroi Vaya Kadesh, that He took, and four individuals and four gedolim that were murdered in Harnof. Parshas told us. But where were they murdered? Where were they killed? Where did the massacre happen, Rabbi Yisai? Where?
In Shul.
In a base medrash of a tremendous goyin, Rav Rubin from Harnof. His svarim, if anyone has his svarim, they're unbelievable. With the tzibur of Talmidei Chachomim, Rav Nissen Kaplan is a person, a mespalo there. I mean, Gedoylim that daven there. Wearing the dusha of tefillin in the middle of what? Shmoyne Esrei. So Rabbi Yisai, I ask myself, I don't understand a Kodesh Baruch. I'm not asking why. I understand there are difficult questions in life. Why Tzadik Virala, why these things happen. But what's Pshat, Menachem, that it's pumped, not a Yishtabach, but it's in Shmoyne Esrei? Why did the tefillin have to get blood on them? Why that? Like, why? It's like, obviously, the whole thing was the most difficult story, but like, to add difficulties is like the pictures of the tefillin with blood. And Rabbi's like, in Shmoyne Esrei, the man is saying Shema Kolenu. He's speaking to the Eibishter. And what? At that time. So I can tell you what my approach was. I don't know. I don't have an answer. But I'll tell you what my suggestion. I don't think things happen stop. I don't think things that it just happened to work out coincidental that it was at this time, at this place, with this tefillin, wearing this, coincidentally. I think the Rebbeinu Shalom took Kedoshim U'Tahorim, that Chalila that this did not apply to send a message to the rest of Am Yisrael. Listen carefully, Rabbi Yisai. This is what I think. This is what I took out of it when it happened. And this is what I say, Ara Yom Hazeh, and I think it's becoming more of an issue. We're not clapping the matzah. So Rabbi Yisai, if you want to be sensitive to what happened, listen up. We have a Batei Knesset. We have a Beis Medrash. We have a situation of what? Of Lifnai V'Lifnim. The Kodesh HaKadosh. We have a situation of what? Of Me'ez Pnei Yitzchok. I'm standing there in front of him. It's my tefillin. In the middle of Shema Kolenu. In Shmoyne Esrei. And what happens? This is what I'm holding. This is what I'm holding. This is what I'm bowing to. Oh, I'll silence it and I'll paint it off and I did that. The Rebbeinu Shalom says, no. Never. Don't even let it inside your hand. I know you could tie it, I could silence, I could this, I could that. And even if it's not in Shmoyne Esrei, even if it's at another time, so it's Chazaras HaShatz. But Chazaras HaShatz has turned into what? Flick down. Check my stocks. Check this. Check my emails. I have a few extra minutes. You're Me'ez Pnei Yitzchok. You're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You thought that you don't have to lay your guard down, that you can lay your guard down there. Yitzchok, Esav is there. Protect yourself. Don't even bring it to Shul. Don't even bring it to Shmoyne Esrei. Don't even let this item see the tefillin. And now what do we have? It's the mirror. This, I get nauseous when I see this. I get nauseous. Chazal have a sugya. It's called Ein Kategor Nasis Hanegor. It used to be about the Kohen Gadol walking Lifnai V'Lifnim on Yom Kippur wearing the big day zahav. Then the Gemara extended it to what? To a shofar of a parah to blow on Rosh Hashanah.
Nowadays, Rabbi Sai, if Chazal would rewrite the Gemara for Rivina, Rav Ashi would be here, they'd be speaking about this. Because Rabbi Sai, I know, it's a sitter. And I got it. And I'll tell you right now. And when you're stuck and you don't know and you don't remember all the details of Mar, so that's the only option, you have to take it out. But once you take it out, Rabbi Sai, that's not what I have an issue with. Once you take it out, then it becomes a ritual. Then it becomes, this is what I'm involved with. Once it's out, and I can't focus. Rabbi Sai, this is not obviously the only thing, and before the door before this, and that wasn't taken care of either. The speaking, the divrei chol. You're in the Kodesh HaKadosh. You're me'es pnei Yitzchok. How could you get involved in that? How could you think about that? You're in a beis medrash. Rav the Mashpia said so beautiful last year. And he's much more important than you guys. I hate to break it to you. He's much busier than you. He's a lot more phone calls to get back to. Rabbi Yisai, a lot more money that's on the line than you think. You think that, you know, I'm making money. He's a Rav. No. He's got people calling him with $1 million shilas. And what does he say? I'm leaving it in the basement. Rabbi Yisai, I'll give you a bracha. Your phone should always be charged. If you actually leave it morning seder in your apartment, in your dormitory, it will always be charged. Because you're always charging. You know, everyone struggles. When do I have that opportunity to charge it? Oh, now we have the car chargers, so I can always make sure that I'm charged. But now I have a problem because Waze sucks up all the batteries, so I'm not going to be charged. So when can I charge? I have the solution! Charge it during seder! Don't bring it here. Because what? All I'm going to say is, I just have to answer this. I just have to answer that. I just have to take out this. This is an exception to the rule. You think that Sara Shalesa doesn't know how to dress up like that? For the tzaddikim from Shana Bet. The Gemara tells us in Chulin Rabbi Sai, in 2 weeks from now, what does the Sara Shalesa dress up as? The Gemara in Chulin on that Tzadivon Rabbi Sai. Gemara says that when Sara Shalesa came to fight Yaakov, what did he look like? Hillel, you know what he looked like? Says the Gemara, I'm not making this up, look it up. The Gemara says he wore a frack. His tzitzis were out. He was wearing a gartel. He looked like the frumest of the frum. Kital min chochom nidma loy, zek the Gemara. The Saros shel Esav is there. He's me'es pnei Yitzchak. He wants to get into every area of Kedusha. Because his biggest investment, his most profitable investment, is to get those people that are me'es pnei Yitzchak and bring them down. But he's not an idiot. He's not dumb. He knows that if he walks in there like a bum, like a piece of whatever, like a picture on the computer that you're not going to see in public with the Bnei Torah and with Rebbe around, he's never going to get you. Because such a thing I can't do. Medrash now. Certain things are ludicrous. So the Yetzer Hara dresses up. What does the Gemara? Ketal Mer Chochom. So for you, what's going on? Let's schmooze a little bit. Because I have a beard. Don't worry. I have a beard. Safe. I could hold on to my tzitzis while we schmooze. That's Ketal Mer Chochom Nidmalon. That's dressing up to get someone who has that potential, who could overcome the challenge, who the Rebbeinu Shalom is ach. And his Imoy Anoichi Mitzora is Aleph, Hey, Yud, Hey. And what? He says, I'm going to get you because I'm going to dress up in something that's appropriate. I'm going to pretend to be something that you can hold during Shmoneh Esrei. I'm going to try to be something that is mutter. When Rabbi Sai, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, sometimes has to send us a zetz and say, Herzachayim, listen up. You're in the shul. You're in a beis medrash. You're me'es pnei Yitzchak. Do not let him in. Even if he looks like a Talmud Chochom. Even if he looks rational. Even if he looks safe. It's aser. These are days and times to grow. You send your artillery back against him. He's sending in all the forces to attack you. You protect yourself. Where in the world is the Iron Dome? The Iron Dome that protects us, even in the Beis Medrash. Moreover, Rabbi Sai, let's internalize this. not because it's Rosh Hashanah time, and I gave you a chizuk, and I told you we have to make changes, or I have more rabbi because I think the Rabbeinu Shel Olam did this in the place that he did, in the matzah that he did, with the kedushin that he did it with, and the dress that he did it, at the time that he did it, to send each and every one of you a message. There's Me'es Pnei Yitzchak, and you have to keep on fighting. And you have to make sure that you recognize and you save your life from Esav and slip behind the door. Protect yourself, even in the holiest of places. Don't ever think that it's appropriate. Don't ever think that it's safe. Don't ever think that you can let your guard down. Because Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol was in there 80 times in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, somewhere that none of us are ever going to be. And what happened? He slipped up a little bit. Nasis Tzuki. He rationalized it. He let his guard down a little bit. He played it. He said, it's safe. I'm already post Shana Bet. I'm already a Ben Yeshiva for X number of years. It's appropriate for me. It's okay. It's just a little bit. It's just slacking a little bit. It's just letting my belt open a little bit. Just opening it a little bit. Just getting a little comfortable. I could do this. I could do that. Because be'etzem, I'm good. Rabbosai, be mischazik. Be mischazik in our tefillah in the way we daven. Follow our ancestors and use those siddurim. But I said, you know, even a siddur is a chiddush. You know, even a siddur is a chiddush. To hold the siddur. Mara says you're not allowed to hold anything in Shmoneh Esrei. It's avada, siddur. Adaram, but now it's recommended to be in a siddur. Because you're going to forget. But nothing else. It's a Gemara in Brachas. You're not allowed to hold anything. Nothing. It's a whole tshuva of Moshe. If a baby's crying, can I pick him up while he's crying? He's making a disturbance. Okay, we could talk about it. We could have a halacha dika shmuz about it, Rabbi Yisai. But avada this... No. If you could avoid it, avada not. And then Rabbi Yisai, if you're just stam, enough. There were kedosh. Parshas told us, in this parsha of Ach Yotzo Yotzo, in the parsha of Me'es Pnei Yitzchak, staring Yitzchak in the face, that the Rabbeinu Shalom said to us, preserve. Preserve the kedusha. Fight against the Sitra Achra. Fight against Sarah Shalesav, even in the holiest of places, even in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, even in the Bati Knessiuses, and even in the Bati Midrashiuses. Rabbi Yisai, I don't care what they do, and I don't care what they do. I care what we do. And this is going to be our Mahalach from now on. We now are going to make a commitment. Lema'an Azikaron for four Kedoshim that were killed in this week's Parsha. In the way that they were killed, at the time that they were killed, with what they were wearing, for a certain purpose, in the parsha of Ach Yotzo Yotzo, it was a miyat in his yitziah, even when he was in the Beis Medrash, in the Beis HaKnesses. Because Hashem wanted us to what? To preserve the Kedusha of Beis HaKnesses. To preserve the Kedusha of Tefillah. To preserve the Kedusha of Davening. Keep on fighting. And Amir Tz Hashem, to be a schus, re'ili neshama, and for Gans Klal Yisrael, that although we went through certain sorrows, Kodesh Baruch Hu will send the Yeshua, and will bring back, what does the Gemara say? Kodesh Baruch Hu ne'gula asida what? Will not only pick us up and fly us to Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yisai, what's going to fly to Eretz Yisrael? What's going to fly to the Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Yisai? What? What? There's two buildings that are going to fly to Eretz Yisrael, says the Gemara. Which two buildings, Hillel? Which two buildings? The Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMedrash. Asidim Li'igoyel. Why? Because that's the koyach that's going to bring the Gemara. When we bring and we rebuild our Beis HaKnesses to make it a Mokum Tevila and only a Mokum Tevila. When we rebuild our Beis HaMedrash to make it a makom of Steigen and only of Steigen and fight to Steig and never let our guard down, then the Geula will come and travel with us. Speaking of